When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
She's a fucking liar, dude. Straight the fuck up. Don't listen to her cartitas. She was accusing that Emmanuel was beating me up.
What is up, everyone? I'm your host, Alan Iced, and this is Noche de Pendejadas, your favorite talk show turned podcast, en donde yo traigo a tus influencers favoritos para chismear y posiblemente sacarle sus trapitos al sol. Please help me welcome tonight's guest, Jenny69! Hello, hello, hello. Hi. ¿Cómo estás, amiga?
I'm good.
I feel like I have not, first of all, I have not seen you in what, months?
First of all, months.
Months. Mm-hmm. Yo pienso que la última vez que te vi, güey, fue en un antro.
Where?
Sepa. From one of your shows que
it's
fue escondida,
güey. It's been a long time. I think maybe like a year since I've seen you.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's been a while.
Sometimes I FaceTime you, but you don't
answer. I feel like what it is, too, I feel like this is the first time you've seen me skinny.
Yes. Oh, my God. You're living your skinny queen life.
Like, I'm in the era right now. I'm in my skinny era, you guys. No, pero yo en verdad no he visto a Jenny en mucho tiempo. Entonces, I feel like we have a lot of catching up to do. Igual como ustedes andan siempre diciendo de que, ay, queremos ver qué le pasó a Jenny. Yo también, güey. Yo también ando igual de que quiero saber. Entonces, antes de que empecemos con la plática, yo quiero que tú te presentes un poquito, Jenny. For the people that may not know you, déjanos saber who you are and what you do.
Pues, para empezar, soy la chingona que salió de Riverside. Saludos a todos, saludos a toda la gente de México y gracias por tenerme aquí. Pues, para empezar, soy artista 360.
Period.
I'm a little bit of an influencer. I'm an artist. I do makeup. I film YouTube videos. Honestly, I wake up sometimes and I'm just like, I want to do music. I want to do this. So, it just depends like who I want to be that day.
Yeah. Estaba platicando con Jenny el otro día y le dije, Jenny, you know what I like about Jenny 69? Que nunca sabes cuál versión de ella vas a agarrar. Entonces, por eso yo, ¿saben qué? Yo dije, chingue su madre, a ver qué versión nos toca hoy. We're gonna go straight into the chisme, you guys. Porque yo de plática chiquita, yo con eso ya platiqué con ella ayer en la noche. Entonces, yo quiero irme exactamente al chisme, a lo que yo sé que ustedes vinieron.
Tengo miedo.
Y a lo que tú viniste, güey. Porque tú no viniste a quedarte y sentarte y mirarte bonita. Tú viniste a platicar, tú viniste a chismear. Entonces, para empezar, una de las razones why you're here is because estás promoviendo your new single that just came out a couple days ago. Si no lo han escuchado, you guys, go stream Papaya everywhere. Quiero que nos digas un poquito, how did that come to be?
Yeah, so I have a new single. It's officially out, you guys. Papaya, stream that shit on all platforms. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. You guys get into the music video. I feel like it's like my heart and soul is in this project because the people who produced it are like really big people. So shout out to Play and Skills. I'm really like humbled to have this opportunity and I really wanted to show them what I could do. Like yeah. I could do it all. You know, you want me to be sexy, you want me to be buchona, you want me to be frikitona, you want me to be, I don't know. And so I wanted to show them the Miami side of me.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's giving very much J-Lo.
It is. Mm-hmm. Is that your inspo?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That you got, especially J-Lo. For the scenes or for everything, or what was it?
For everything, because I love that J-Lo loves to have like buff men in her videos. So I was like, okay, period. I'm going to have like buff
men. You're like, eso es lo que ella le gusta a mí también. Yo cuando escuché la canción, porque si ustedes no saben, amigos, yo la escuché antes de que ustedes la escucharan. Me encantó, güey. Like, exactly what you said. You literally are showing a different side of you.
Right.
And even like in the creativeness, because mm-hmm. the visuals are everything. That scene with the papaya, bitch. Oh,
I
gag.
Know, iconic, right?
So, obviamente, estás hablando tú de que you have buff men in uh-huh. your video. There's a lot of people que pueden decir que, pues, ah, that's so disrespectful porque eres una mujer casada. How do you feel when people judge you cuando lo único que estás haciendo es being an artist?
I mean, it was super fun, first of all, because I don't know. I just really wanted to give the girls that fantasy, the girls and the gays. I really wanted to give them that fantasy of like, soy una mujer empoderada and
I do what I want.
I do what I want. No disrespect to my husband. My husband, he lives for it, you know, and I'm a professional. So it's not like,
you're going home with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like eso es lo que la gente se le olvida al fin del día, güey. ¿Ustedes creen que todos los cantantes traen a sus esposas a sus videos musicales? No. A lot of the time son modelos. Mm-hmm. Or even the guys también, como en este caso, son modelos. It's not like she's going home with them. At the end of the day, es tu trabajo. Mm-hmm. Y pues, si Emmanuel no quiere estar en el video, tú tienes que encontrar a two buff men para que estén en el video, ¿verdad?
Yeah. Ay, soporten, perras.
Ah, hizo. Y les tocó soportar, pendejas.
No hay de otra.
No hay de otra. And I feel like it's a vibe. Imagínate si tuviera así el Emmanuel. Like, en el baile. Ah. Nada mal con Emmanuel, but like, it wouldn't give him the vibe that you were trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Emmanuel para una canción buchona y si entra, ¿verdad? Ajá, but like, cargándote ahí en Miami. Yeah.
No, but he had to stay to like help me watch Manny.
Oh, okay, so yeah, tú fuiste sola.
Yeah, because I don't really like to leave him alone too much, you know?
As an artist, I feel like Jenny69 is super, super versatile. Obviamente, te hemos visto hacer a little bit of a corrido tumbado. Has sido una guaracha, rap. But how important is it for Jenny69 to be as versatile as she is?
Well, first of all, I feel like I have identity issues.
You're like, it's actually something I'm suffering from, bitch.
No, it's just because I'm inspired. I'm an artist, so I'm inspired by all kinds of artists, whether it's music, makeup, or whatever I'm seeing on social media. I love to like stick to trends also too. And I like to hear what the girlies wanna hear or what they need. We gotta feed the children, babe.
Period. Amigas, para calentar motores, yo como que me siento un poquito nervioso. Y to loosen up, nos vamos a tomar un puto shot, you guys. A petición de Marlene, you know that I had stopped doing shots on the show?
Really?
Really. Because I feel like people weren't down.
Why?
Entonces, la semana pasada, cuando grabé con Marlene, she was like, bitch, where's the shots? Y yo como de que, güey, ya no hacemos eso. Y la regresé nomás por Marlene because she's like, no, I feel like
la
that's the fun shot.
Para los nervios.
Para los nervios, para que suelten todo el chisme, amiga. Queremos que Jenny esté un poquito más habladora, you guys. Salud.
Oh, my God. Mm. I'm scared. Okay, let me get my chaser.
Y no nos pregunten qué pinche hora es, you guys, porque en verdad me da vergüenza. No he desayunado, pero bien que pa'l puto chupe ahí ando, ¿verdad?
I have like a new music management, and they were like, we want you to go record with Playing Skills, so you have to fly out to Miami. So I had to fly out to Miami, and nobody paid for my fucking flights, first of all. I was irritated. No, but like, it's like, you have to start off as an investment, and then eventually you'll start to make money. So whatever, I flew out there, and then I recorded it, which I was super nervous, by the way, because I come from La 69.
Yeah.
So to learn how to rap in Spanish and to learn how to just do a different genre than corridos and singing is totally different. But I just took my shots and I was like, I got this. This is my dream. This is who I want to be. This is who I was born to be. So I was like, fuck it. I got to do what I got to do. Recorded the song, came back home. And then I flew back to go record the music video.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And it was under like a $7,000 budget. Because La 69 was super expensive.
Expense-wise, do you feel like a veces te da miedo? Porque obviamente, como dices tú, es mucho dinero que le tienes que invertir. Mm-hmm. And ¿qué tal que la canción no toque? Like, does that ever cross your mind?
No, because I just feel like it's my dream and I want to do it. Yeah. So I do it because I love it. I don't do it because I'm like, oh, I want to get a hit or do number one. I do it because I love it. And I know that when you invest in yourself and invest in your brand, it's going to pop. There's no way it's not.
And like sometimes you have to take some hits. A lo mejor una canción no toca, but like maybe the next one va a tocar.
Right.
When it comes to like you were saying, no one paid for your flights. Yo pienso que es una cosa que la gente se le olvida que at the end of the day, like if you really didn't believe yourself, because there's a lot of gente que te juzga, güey. Hay mucha gente que dice, no, Jenny, pa esto no sirve. But it's like, girl, you believe in yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you didn't believe in yourself, you wouldn't be investing so much time,
and
so
money.
Much money. Into these big projects when you can easily just be like, you know what? I really don't like doing music. I'll just stick to my YouTube videos. Like, obviamente, right. te encanta lo que haces and you're a great entertainer, bitch.
Really?
Yo siempre te lo he dicho. Yo me acuerdo
Thank
cuando
you.
Hacías Noche de Putear, güey. Te subías al escenario como que si ya eras una mega estrella. Do you feel like all those years of doing social media, maybe just doing it more on like the YouTube side, helped you, you know, create this big person that you now show on stage?
I feel like it definitely helped, but this industry is something totally different yeah. than YouTube. I just manifest a lot. I manifest, I talk to myself a lot, and I just hype myself up because no one else is going to be your biggest fan
yeah.
the way that you are your biggest fan.
No, yeah, you know? For sure.
And everybody's going to think you're crazy. But that's good because you're the one taking the crown.
You come from a women-dominated industry, the beauty community. Te metes to a men's dominated world. How is it for Jenny 69 in that men's dominated world? Do you feel like sometimes you get intimidated or people overlook you and sometimes you have to be like, bitch, like soy mujer, pero soy chingona.
I feel like at first it was really nerve-wracking, but I feel like it's easy to, well, now it's a little bit yeah. easy for me. I feel like men love women. So I feel like you got to give them what they want, you know? And
you're
they
like,
will bow down to the queen.
You're a very smart woman. Tú sabes cómo conseguir lo que tienes que conseguir y tú sabes lo que quieres.
Mm-hmm.
And that does it. I feel like mucha gente a lo mejor lo va a interpretar mal. No significa que se está durmiendo con todo el mundo. No. It just means that, you know what? A veces in this industry, I feel like men try to be like, ah, es una mujer, no sabe. We can do whatever we want with her.
Mm-hmm.
Pero cuando saben que tú tienes los pantalones, es cuando they're like, you know what? Like, we can't really do whatever we want.
Y traigo los huevos colgando.
Colgando hasta, mira, amigas, yo los miro aquí en el piso. Ah, no, but it's true though. Do you feel like you've had any issues in the industry, maybe starting off?
I feel like I've had a lot of issues, but
like nothing you haven't overcame.
No.
And you're like, I got it all.
No, it's really hard for me. It's
yeah?
fucking hard. Every single day I feel like giving up, but I can't.
¿Y por qué te sientes así?
Because a lot of people talk shit about me and then my situation with my son, how he has yeah. autism and you know, it's a little bit of everything, but I'm a dreamer and I'm going to get to the top. I don't give a fuck what I got to do. I'm going to get to the top.
Disconnecting myself from being the host right now. Yo siento que he visto eso mucho en ti. Because yo he platicado contigo through phone calls and I've always seen this drive. No matter even when you're getting like hate train, you're like, you know what? This is not going to... A veces te miro y you're like, oh, sí me duele, pero you're like, no me voy a parar aquí.
Mm-hmm.
Because es lo que la gente quiere. Es lo yeah. que la gente quiere, que Jenny 69 se mire hasta abajo. Pero no, güey, tú tienes una visión. You have this vision for yourself that you're like, no, bitch, I'm not going anywhere but the top.
It's just because I'm not scared to look stupid. You know, a lot of these people, you're not going to grow if you're talking shit about someone. Like, you know,
yeah.
the girls that are like, mira, se ve bien ridícula, blah, blah, blah. But it's just like, you could never, babe.
Yeah.
Like, let's see you get on stage. Let's see you exactly. You
no,
know?
No tienen los huevos.
No,
ah.
you don't. And no one cares about your dry ass pussy, babe.
Tú haces cosas.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Que a lo mejor la gente quisiera hacer, pero no tiene los huevos que hacer. Because sometimes I see you like, damn, Jenny anda haciendo lo que en verdad uno quisiera hacer, pero no tiene los huevos to do it. Por eso la gente no te bajan de que clown, de que she's doing this. But it's like, no, bitch, I'm living my best life.
I'm living my best life, like Shawty Bae.
Yeah, que like, tú no lo quieras, que tú quieras hacerlo, pero no tenga los huevos, es tu pedo, no el mío.
No, yeah, like Shawty Bae. Like, she's a fucking queen.
Has estado tú haciendo esto for a long time. And I feel like up to recently now, you've become a singer and you've put more on your plate. How do you manage to be a wife, a daughter, a sister, y pues being also a mom to, you know, a baby que tiene autism?
I mean, it's really, really hard, but I just don't stop working. I mean, it's kind of like you. Like, you balance your life out. You know, you message your mom, FaceTime whenever you can, but your eye just has to stay on the prize.
Yeah. You know, obviously, a lot of people siempre te han juzgado de que no eres buena mamá, pero obviamente tú siempre, you've always advocated for, like, you guys don't know what it's like to have a kid with autism. Because I feel like most of the people that judge you son mujeres that can't relate to your situation. How do you feel cuando la gente te ataca about being a mom?
At first, it really broke my heart. Like, yeah. I feel like over the years, I've definitely, like, learned to grow big skin. And it still hurts me. But at the end of the day, it's like my job is totally different than everybody else's. Yeah. I never clock in and I never clock out. I'm always clocked in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like other people, it's not like, okay, so if you have a job, it's not like you're going to take your kids with you to work.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. But at the end of the day, I just feel like people who talk bad, negative, and put bad comments is just a reflection of them. It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been really lonely recently because I just feel like it's hard to keep friends. It's hard to, they say it's lonely at the top, and it really is true. So I think I just have to have a good relationship with myself and just focus and do what I gotta do.
Going back to, you know, the mom shaming, yo pienso que es algo que mucha gente sufre of. I feel like even like being known or not, like people still go through the mommy shaming. Pero yo pienso que como tú acabas de decir, people really like to like make you seem like you're this bad mom because you're out there, you know, on stage shaking your ass. At the end of the day, you're hustling. Igual como una mamá va a trabajar to their 9 to 5, eso es lo que tú estás haciendo to be able to provide.
But like hustling or not, I love to shake my ass. Yeah. Like who doesn't love to shake their ass and then make money while doing it?
Bitch, it's a plus.
I do this shit for free.
I'm like, bitch, now that I'm getting paid, hasta con más gusto lo haces.
You know what I'm saying? And also, too, like, I am a feminist.
Yeah.
And I will continue to dominate in this man-owned society. So I'm going to do whatever I want. And if it makes you uncomfortable, it's probably because you're owned by somebody. Somebody tells you, you're not allowed to wear this. You're not. That's not me, babe. My lifestyle is not for everyone.
In the moments you're with him, you're present. Y eso es lo que importa. Porque al fin del día no es como que, como cualquier otra mamá, there's times where tienes que ir a chambear, tienes que ir a trabajar y pues es lo que te tocó hasta
And also too, I think it's important to be happy.
Yeah.
Because if you're not a happy person, you're not going to be a happy mom.
You've been very vocal too about your, you know, your anxiety, your depression. Do you feel like as time goes by, does it get easier? Does it get harder?
I feel like it gets harder.
In what way?
You know, more eyes are on you. There's this pressure of looking a certain way. And then also stage presence.
Yeah.
I got to prep for my shows. I got to be here for my fans. You know, I got to be here present. And also like showing them my real side on top of just the artist. Because yeah. I'm not just an artist. I grew up, people grew up watching me doing YouTube videos. So I feel like YouTube is something that I will never stop doing. It doesn't matter if I'm like super duper big, you know. I'll probably fucking vlog when I'm winning my Grammy or I'm at the red carpet.
That's a sense of you not perdiendo los pies en la tierra. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like a lot of artists that do maybe start doing social media on YouTube or doing other type of content, se les olvida de eso cuando they make it big. Mm-hmm. And for you, it's very much like, no, I started that way y me encanta hacer videos de YouTube. Mm-hmm. ¿Cómo que voy a dejar de hacer eso?
Yeah. And also, I love to let the girlies in on like the tea and the drama. Like, I feel like 2023 is a year for me to speak my truth and speak my mind and just spill the tea. That's why on live y'all see me doing like some little shady shit, but it's just I'm tired. I'm a regular girl with followers and the girlies want to know.
Yo ya voy a empezar con el chisme. Vi como que estoy mirando mi guión and I'm like, you know what? I want to get to the drama. Tú acabas de mencionar that you love, love, love bringing the people into, you know, the real tea. So obviamente, a couple months ago, you've been MIA. Apenas acabas de regresar, by the way. We love to have you back. Pero en lo que fue the beginning of the year, you were very, very MIA. En esos meses, no vimos nada de Jenny 69. And then you come back, post a story saying that you had a near-death experience y hablaste de que necesitabas tiempo to heal and to process everything. ¿Qué es lo que pasó ahí? Si puedes compartir con nosotros un poquito.
So in January, I started going through some health complications and it led to me having my near-death experience, but everything is good now. I feel like I'm now starting to take care of my health. I'm starting to take my vitamins. I'm starting to work out because I feel like at that time, I just was so focusing on like how I looked and not really taking care of like my health. I feel like it also brought me closer to my mom. Shout out to my mom. Me getting sad. It brought me closer to my mom and my sister, you know, me and my sister were like going through some shit. And, but everything is good now. She had her baby. I feel like our family is like in a really good place right now.
And I feel like that's good, you know, in the way of like, obviamente, no que te pasó esto for you to realize something, but it did. It kind of was a wake up call. Do you feel like now que te pasó esto, do you feel like you're doing things differently at the quote unquote second chance at life?
Definitely. It's so crazy because life is so short, you know? Yeah. We could be here today and gone tomorrow. And I feel like people forget about health. And I feel like God gave me this second opportunity to be like, get your shit together, dumbass bitch. Yeah. To like really, you know, focus on what you want to do. And I feel like in the long run, I'm going to help out a lot of people. I really want to give back to the autism community and just make change. I just feel like right now I'm trying to get to a certain level. To be able to have that kind of power to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's something that I've always seen you do. Like even now that like you might not feel like you have a lot of power, which you do, you still find a way to give back to the autism community, to the mommies that struggle with the same things you struggle. And as long as you prioritize that and you make that like a thing that obviously you live with, con tu bebé, con Manny sufre de eso. So obviamente it's like something que toda la vida vas a estar lidiando con.
It's a forever thing. You know, I don't know what's going to happen when he's in his 20s. I don't know what's going to happen when he's in his 30s. So I have to work hard and figure out a good place for him to
be able to grow and live and, you know, be there.
Yeah, because we're thinking about moving to Texas.
Eso es lo que te quería preguntar, because you've been literally teasing that for a while. Que te vas a mover, que te vas a mover. What made you make that decision?
Well, we made that decision a few days ago and it's like a for sure. I already talked to my mom about it and she was crying and pobrecita, I feel bad, you know, I'm sad to leave.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's really expensive in California and I can't afford it, you know, especially with the lifestyle that I'm trying to live. Yeah. Music is really expensive and I really love Texas. I feel like Texas has showed me so much love over the years with my makeup seminars, with just anything I do. I feel like Selena over there. They're like,
Selena, I feel like a pop star. Selena's
So I really want to take advantage of that and Buy a house out there.
Tú aquí en California, hasta por el pinche aire que respira uno te cobran. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so expensive. I always, you know, we luckily grew up here in California, but I feel like when a lot of people think of California, like, the first thing that comes to their mind is expensive. Whether you make money or not, it is fucking expensive.
And I make money, girl.
And as more money you make, más biles tiene uno.
It's more bills.
It's more bills y más pinches cosas que tienes que pagar que hay. Jenny tiene esto, pues ahora tiene que pagarle a esta gente. A esta gente para que le hagan cosas que tú a lo mejor no puedes hacer because you're too busy being the star.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, ¿ya encontraron lugar?
We got pre-approved for, like, houses already. So now it's just finding the house.
So it's like a for sure. Do you have any plans of going out there soon?
I think we're going to go in, like, 2 weeks to go see the houses. Shit. But I would like to, like, officially close escrow in, like, the next month.
That's crazy. Like, are you excited? Va a ser tu primera casa.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I love Texas. I just love the vibe over there. Yeah. When I'm over there, you better come visit me.
Y yo me acuerdo cuando
yo... There's a lot of big artists out there.
There really is. Yo pensaba que iba a ser como un pueblito because my sister was living in like a really small...
So your pueblito. Sister lives in there?
She lived out there.
Oh, lived.
She lived there for like a year y se regresó porque no aguantó. Pero porque, porque por toda la familia estaba acá, she had just given birth y pues solita ya pues obviamente se regresó. Are you scared of that, of being like California sick?
I definitely am because my heart is also out here. But I honestly think we're going to live out there maybe like a year, 2 years, and then I'll probably make more money out there and then get a
come
house
back.
Out here, you know?
Have
because
two
I
houses.
Make a lot of money out there.
Yeah.
And also my stylist is out there. My makeup artist is out there. There's just so much.
Everything. Todo tu equipo.
Have you been to O1, the club? The Tribal Club?
Is it good? Girl. Is that the one you posted one side where you were dancing your Tribal music?
Yes.
Bitch, necesito ir a ver cuando Jenny se nos mueva para allá. You guys, ahí me van a ver en pinche Texas también.
Con la
tejana y con las pinches bototas bien grandotas, amigas. So, hablando para atrás un poquito del drama, obviamente cuando tú te nos fuiste for a couple months, había gente en TikTok y había una muchachita que estaba leyéndote las cartas sin tu permiso and basically, you know, making really, really, really big claims about you, your family, your relationship. ¿Cómo te sientes tú de eso?
It was really annoying.
Yeah.
She's a fucking liar, dude. Straight the fuck up. Don't listen to her cartitas, you guys, because if it was true, I would have confirmed with you guys. Because you guys know I'm open about a lot of stuff. But it wasn't an abortion. It wasn't miscarriage. It had nothing to do with that. You guys know I don't want to have a baby right now. I'm just not in a mind space to have a baby. So those accusations. Wait, she didn't accuse me of having a baby. Or did she?
I don't remember.
But she was accusing that Emmanuel was beating me up.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then I went on my stories and I was like, it's a lie. Why would I stay with the man that beats me?
Yeah.
And then a lot of people were like, Jenny, don't say that because that's sensitive to the women who do stay in abusive relationships. But I didn't say that to be like, to disrespect people who are in that position. But like, I personally would never stay with a man that touches me.
And it's you. It's literally you respond. Yo pienso que la gente a huevo, cuando Jenny dice algo, a huevo quieren hacerlo en algo malo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, aunque te estés defendiendo tú, like, la gente te está acusando, güey, que te están, that you're going through domestic violence. Y cuando dices que no, it's like, oh, Jenny dijo algo mal. Ay, Jenny, qué mala onda. But it's like, no, me están preguntando que si
so
mi esposo
like, no,
me está pegando.
Me. Uh-huh.
But like, do you get annoyed cuando son así accusations that big? Porque eso es algo grave.
Yeah. It's because, you know what? La gente no conoce a Emmanuel.
Uh-huh.
Y Emmanuel es bien sencillo y es hombre amable y es que no lo conocen.
Yeah.
Es que nunca lo publico en mis redes, pero algún día.
Algún día va a pasar.
Cuando salga con mi reality show va a salir.
Ahí lo van a ver. Lo voy a hacer a huevo que salga. Yo pienso que para mí, a lo personal, he visto no nomás esa muchachita que lee las cartas, but there's a lot of people that read cards on like very famous celebrities or like influencers. A mí, a lo personal, me cae gordo eso.
Mm-hmm.
¿Por qué? Because when I think about que alguien me lea las cartas, like I would not want someone reading my cards.
Right.
So like
son
when you're
cosas del diablo.
Yes, like to me it's like so when you're doing it without my permission, it's kind of like wait, ¿qué tal
pero
que?
Pero déjalas que jueguen con el diablo.
Que jueguen con el diablo y a ver quién se termina quemando al último. Because I thought everything they say comes true.
¡Quémate!
¡Quémate, pendeja! No, but it really is like, a mí me cae gordo cuando la gente lee cartas de otras personas because it's like, wait, did they consent to that? Because
right.
I personally would not want someone reading cards about me that, first of all, I didn't consent to. And second of all, that like, bitch, you don't know me. No me conoces.
I feel like they're manipulating people. But you guys, like, there's people on the internet that believe this yes. stuff. That's why the media is dangerous.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yo me acuerdo, you know what's crazy about believing? En verdad, yo pienso que eso de leer las cartas es más como tú lo tomes mentally.
Exactly.
Because yo me acuerdo cuando yo estaba in, when was it? I was like 19 years old. I had gone to an event of a brand. Y pues ahí en el evento, I think it was like astrology themed. So mm-hmm. they have people that were reading cards. Obviamente, I think they were professionals, but I don't think they were reading like, te vas a morir mañana vibes. Like, it was very much like, pa jugar, pa hacer bien. Pero yo no le creo a esas pendejadas.
I don't believe none of that shit,
I don't believe, bitch, because sabes que me dijeron
true.
A mí? A mí me dijeron que en dos años, supuestamente, que me veían en una big warehouse with a very successful business. Nada de eso tengo. ¿En dónde está mi puta warehouse? Sigo en el mismo lugar que estaba hace 10 años. But it's very much like, yo no le creo.
Yeah.
And como tú dices, son cosas del diablo que pa' qué anda la gente ahí. Like, si no te la pedí que me las leas, no me las leas.
Yeah.
And it is very annoying. Obviamente, tú también acabas de tocar poquito de que también la gente te estaban acusando que habías abortado, que habías ido al hospital. ¿Eso cómo pasó y cómo te sientes?
About what?
About, you know, que había gente diciendo que they were exposing certain documents y que todo ese pedo.
It's annoying. I feel like if people really were publicizing that stuff, I wouldn't be here. I would be in court suing them.
Period.
Because I feel like people violate the HIPAA violation.
Yeah.
And that's personal, private stuff. Even if I was. What if yeah. I was going through a miscarriage and yeah. people are just exploiting? But you know what? I chose this life. So that's what comes with the territory.
Jenny 69, the brand, is such a good, you know, view grabber. Cuando Jenny dice algo, la gente le gusta voltearlo. Or when you do say something, you mean it however the fuck it comes out. La gente le gusta voltearlo because Jenny 69 brings in views.
Yes.
Bueno o malo, Jenny 69 brings in views. How do you feel that you have that power over people?
Porque al fin del
fin, you're like, it feels good. Vayan a hacer videos de mí ahorita.
No, I love it. I've always wanted to be la reina.
La reina del entretenimiento. Ah, la reina del escándalo. Because you really are. Like, ahorita yo sé que puedes decir una cosa ahorita, güey, y ahí lo voy a ver en TikTok.
Yeah.
So, obviamente, estabas tú platicando ahorita de Emmanuel, you know, doesn't come out too much on your socials. Y yo pienso que mucha gente siempre lo ha criticado o they've always questioned, what does Emmanuel do to elevate the Jenny 69 brand if he does do anything? Ahorita que te tenemos aquí, what does Emmanuel do?
Well, pretty much we're business partners. He takes care of like the logistics and because I don't know how to pay bills, girl.
Bitch,
so
same.
He'd be paying the bills. I don't know how to write a check. I'm the artist. I make the money. I do the promos. I do the creative direction. I pick the talent. I do the product development. So it's a tag team, you know.
Yeah. Yo pienso que la gente le gusta criticar porque a lo mejor como no miran mucho a Emmanuel, they're like, oh, pues no de hacer nada.
Mm-hmm.
But like behind closed doors, he's literally the person that's like behind the whole Jenny 69 empire.
And then he also deals with my roller coaster, my ideas, my changing my opinions on things. And sometimes I could be mean.
Is it hard?
Yes.
Like being a business partner with your husband?
Yeah.
In what way do you feel?
There's been many times where I'm just like, it's not going to work out. But somehow we just
make it work.
Making it work.
I've always been with Danny. Like, I've always been like, no, like, I don't think we should mix, you know, our business. And
but
like,
it's hard because it's like, I need help.
And
help
it's like
me.
The person that you trust is your husband. Tienen un hijo, ¿cómo de que no vas a decirle al que te ayude?
Yeah.
Do you feel like, obviamente, mucha gente no mira mucho de él? ¿Por qué crees tú que él no le gusta enseñarse mucho tus videos or just being online too much?
Es que él es bien privado con yeah. su vida. También con su vida personal, él nunca le gusta, like, mix stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's even really private with me, too.
I'm oh,
like,
shit.
Who are you texting?
He's like, don't worry.
No, yeah, he's just, he's the opposite of me. I feel. And I feel like you need that. Like the artist needs to, you know.
Alguien que te calme.
Exactly.
Alguien que calme tus locuras, güey.
But I'm a diva. I don't know how he does it. How he handles it. But it's because he loves me.
That's the only reason he'd be able to handle you, bitch. Yeah. Because.
And then the gender roles is so hard, too, in a marriage.
In what way do you feel like that's hard for
like
you?
Like the woman is supposed to do this. The man is supposed to do this. The woman. And it's just like, I got a glam, babe. So
I got to perform, my love. I can't be cooking.
Tú la los trastes.
Do you ever feel like that was once like a topic of conversation, especialmente porque pues obviamente tú siempre estás trabajando, quieres trabajar, and it was kind of like
es que
a,
uno de mujer también se debe de amarrar los pantalones y decir, yeah. ¿Sabes qué? Me tienes que ayudar en esto porque pues estoy ocupada, no puedo andar lavando los trastes también, a la misma vez arreglándome y a la misma vez subirme al escenario para cantar.
But it was like a combo you guys had to have.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And lo bueno que los dos obviamente están en el mismo lugar, in the same space where you're like, okay, yo te entiendo where you're coming from, y él también.
That's... A mí también no me gusta lavar la ropa ni doblar la ropa, so he might have a problem with that as well, but it's just like, I'm just different, you know?
Yeah. La gente contigo le gusta decir, pues eso, eres mujer, eres la mujer de la casa. And it's like, okay, and? No significa que voy a ser criada de nadie. Mm-hmm. Like, yo voy a hacer lo que pueda hacer
si
y también tengo que trabajar.
Si yo voy a cocinar es porque yo quiero cocinar. And no porque me
cook.
Están mandando.
No es como que si es porque tienes que hacerlo porque eres mujer. No, si tú cocinas es por tu gusto, porque quieres y porque quieres hacerle su antojo a Emmanuel. No porque te sientes obligada a que a Emmanuel cada pinche día, ¡hey! ¡A cocinar!
A calentar tortillas, pendeja.
Imagine, bitch, how hard would your life be if, like, you started doing all the ama de casa stuff while still being who you are online?
You can't do it.
You can't.
No, you
can't. Necesitas ayuda.
You
need
help.
Que la gente...
Not only that, but if your man is telling you you can't wear this or you can't go network with this or I don't want this photographer to shoot you or no, you're never going to make it. I'm just letting you bitches know you're never going to make it with a machista man. So if you want to be an influencer, you want to be a model, you want to make money, good luck because it's not going to happen. Because eventually it's going to cause problems. And then the emotional damage that comes along with wanting to have this artist lifestyle, but your man is not letting you. That sucks.
It does. Like,
so
it,
I understand why they hate.
Obviamente tú estás online, Jenny 69. Tienes tu OnlyFans. Obviamente la gente te mira y le gusta decir que pues casi media encuerada andas. How does he feel about that?
I mean, I feel like he's happy because he's like, I'm with a hot girl.
Yeah.
You know what
he's
I mean?
He's proud.
He's proud, yeah. And also, it just makes me feel proud that I'm going against society and what is expected from a woman, especially in the career that I am now. It's like, girl, you're going to like, you're not going to have as many opportunities según as society says if you're like showing too much skin and blah, blah. But I'm here to kind of push those boundaries. Like I can be sexy and I can be successful and I still can be a role model and I can still be anything that I want, you know?
Like just because andas casi media encuerada no significa que te hace menos mujer.
My body has nothing to do with who I am on the inside.
Yeah. That's one thing que la gente que te juzga have it all wrong. Yo he visto que hay mucha gente que ni, they don't even take the time to actually see your real videos, to see who you are as a person y nomás te juzgan con lo que traes puesta.
And also too, like I feel like the OnlyFans thing, I did want to touch up on this. I have to do it right now because of my situation with my son.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to even set up the camera to do a YouTube video because he breaks everything. He's always like in the cameras and not that it's a bad thing, but you know when you're trying to film like a YouTube video where it's like a sponsorship or something, you know,
tienes que estar concentrada.
Videos to be clear and you got to be in, you know, entertainment mode and you just can't do it. And right now he's going through this phase where he's you know, super hyperactive. So it's impossible for me. So I still have to make money, make ends meet. And right now that's just the easiest that I can do for now.
Do you ever feel the pressure of making money? You're like, fuck, I have so much freaking going on. I have so much shit to fund and Jenny 69 got to do it. Do you feel like that's a big cause of like, maybe like your anxiety and depression?
For sure. Because California prices are insane, you know, because I have employees, I have taxes to pay, I have all this stuff that is just like, oh my God, like I'm going to go crazy if I keep doing this, which is why we want to move to Texas.
Yeah. And I feel like that's a smart, yes, I feel like that's a smart move, especially on your end, because I feel like mucha gente, a lo mejor la gente que va a hablar porque tienen pinche hocico y les gusta criticar, a lo mejor va a decir, ay, se está moviendo a Texas porque she's going bankrupt. No way. She's doing that to be able to do more with her money.
Right.
Porque aquí, you guys, yo para decirle sincero, aquí se gasta mucho, güey. En la renta, en los biles, uno va casi gastando, como yo a lo personal, uno casi va gastando $10,000 al mes just to pay lo suficiente that you need the necessities to get by.
That's not including your employees. That's not including your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not including your car.
That's just like rent, homegirl. That's just including basic necessities. And si la gente te va a tachar de algo, que te tachen like a businesswoman, because that's a business move at the end of the day. Like, you're moving out of state because it's like what's smart for you and what will elevate your freaking empire. Ya para terminar, aquí estás tú promoviendo tu nuevo sencillo, Papaya. Is it ever hard for you, you know, whenever you're working on new music, does the thought of like, what can I do to top La 69, which was a huge project that really, you know, cemented you in the music industry. Is there ever like a pressure of like, fuck, I need to do something that's bigger?
Yeah, I feel like in the music world, there's a lot of pressure of like, you always need to top La 69. You need to get a bigger hit that's going to top La 69. And it does add pressure because as an artist, we don't do things for songs to go number one. We focus on the creative side of it. You know, we pour our heart and soul into the project for it to be a success. So yeah, I do hate that pressure of, oh, you have to, because I just do it because I love it.
Yeah.
So I feel whatever song I work on, even if it's not a hit, to me, it's a hit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the number one artist. In my world, in the world of Jenny 69, I'm the number one artist. There's nobody better than me. And I don't know. I live for myself. I love myself. I love everything I do.
When La 69 came out, did you ever think like it was going to be as big as it was? Because it was a motherfucking moment. Whether people loved it or hated it, it was a moment. And it was trending for a while.
Yeah.
¿Te esperabas?
I didn't, but at the time when I was working on La 69, I was manifesting a lot. So I was manifesting that I wanted to be the number one artist. So every time I would manifest, I was like, I want to be the number one artist. I want to be the number one artist. But the only reason why I manifest so big is because if you manifest big, you're going to land below that or maybe
higher
or higher. And it landed higher.
Like, you're like, no me esperaba que fuera.
I wasn't ready for the fame.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like La 69 made me famous. And at this point, I feel like I'm a celebrity at this point. So, yeah. But I feel like it was a blessing in disguise. And whether people liked La 69 or not, it put me on the map.
How was the change? Obviamente, you know, you've been having a following. You've been Jenny 69 way before the music. Pero obviamente, como acabas de decir tú, La 69 te puso global. Like, mm-hmm. E! News was talking about you. All these, like, you know, televisoras were talking about you. Y como tú acabas de decir, no estabas lista para eso. How was the change for you? Obviamente ya la gente te reconocía en la calle que, oh, era la muchacha del video. Ya no era como, oh, Jenny 69, the masterclasses, the makeup. Uh-huh. ¿Cómo fue ese cambio?
It was a lot, but it was everything that I dreamed of. I've always wanted to do music, and I feel La 69 was that for me. I feel like I eventually am going to go back to regional. Right now, I'm doing a little bit of rap, trap, reggaeton. And with Papaya, it's like a Miami kind of vibe. So Latin pop, I would say. But I am going to go back to banda because I love banda.
Yeah, you it's know? You.
It's me. Soy la reina de la banda.
It's a part of you, porque como acabamos de decir, tú tienes muchas personalidades. Ah, anda confundida la Jenny, imagine. Anda rete confundida, pero ahorita nos está dando el momento que es Papaya. Y si ustedes no la han visto, vayan, escúchenla, stream it. Let's make it number one, igual como ustedes hicieron La 69 número uno. So, antes de irnos, what is your dream collab? Like, artist collab. Like, que tú te miras, ¿sabes qué? A lo mejor no este año, pero yo en un futuro voy a colaborar with a certain person. Who's that person for you?
I feel like I would love to collab with 50 Cent. That's my dream collab. And Jennifer Lopez.
Period. Imagine a J-Lo x Jenny 69 video.
I would die. come back to life, die again.
Y yo te revivo la última vez, güey. Para que mires todo el impacto. No, because that'd be so iconic.
I know, I've always looked up to her.
Like, imagine She's the visuals of that, you guys. Yo sé que ustedes también lo pueden ver, because I can imagine you like...
Right, both of us giving a little like Shakira Beyonce moment.
Tirándose leche. Ay, yes. Like, no, imagine the visuals that can create. No mames, imagínense, you guys, ahorita lo están, ahorita a lo mejor se están riendo por el 50 Cent y por el J-Lo, pero uno nunca sabe, güey. La vida da muchas vueltas y la gente ahorita dice, oh, it's not gonna happen, but it will. It will, and you're a really good person of manifesting like your success, because from day one, even from the beginnings of your YouTube videos, you're like, I'm gonna make it. Mm-hmm. Y mírate. Has hecho un chingo. Does that ever like cross your mind and you're like, damn, bitch, I was like a little ass girl from Riverside y ahorita mira lo que estoy haciendo.
Every single day. Every
like, vendías day. Fresas, güey.
Yeah, vendía fresas, pintaba uñas, vendía también moñitos de pelo. También vendía pasteles. Uh-huh. I've always been a hustler, but oh my God, like I remember me and Ani, we used to film videos in our backyard. We used to like sing to Rihanna. I used to write like the words and I would put them on the wall and be like, okay, Ani, come on, we need to perform.
We need to sing.
So we would always sing with like the water. And so that to me was just always my dream as a little girl. So to me, it's like, I'm so excited for the opportunities and just even to be here. To be able to do fashion and looks. Fashion has always been my dream. Like, yeah. I hope. I'm not going to say I hope. But I want to be at the Met Gala. I want to put on Spanish couture. I want to represent Latinos. And I want you guys to know that I'm bringing you guys along with me. If I make it, we all make it. I want to put on all the Mexicanos that have came to the United States for a reason, and I want us to strive. I want everybody to succeed, and I'm bringing you guys along with me. If I make it, you make it. Imagine me at the Met Gala con un pinche vestidazo like de bandera mexicana with diamantes,
that would be fucking so chongazo, bomb.
Like, bitch, representing Michoacán.
Y se va a lograr, amiga. Se va a lograr. No, it really
buchona
will.
Buchona is the new bad bitch.
You will literally be the buchona vibes at the Met Gala.
Imagine la buchona in the Met Gala.
Y con tu tejana,
güey. With the quinceañera dress.
Imagínenselo, güey, porque va a pasar. Va a pasar. And I know you're going to manifest that shit, dude, because everything you put your mind and soul to, lo haces. So, obviamente, ya para irnos, you guys, ¿en dónde te miras en los próximos 5 años, Jenny?
I don't know. All right.
You're like, doing nothing.
I'm doing OnlyFans. Rascándome la cola.
Imagine. Like, that's exactly what I said.
No, honestly, I feel like in 5 years, I will be where I'm supposed to be as far as like my music career, artistry. I think I see a good future.
And I feel like you will be. En lo que te propongas, ahí vas a estar. So, with that being said, you guys, espero muchísimo que les haya gustado muchísimo el episodio de hoy. Before we get going, you guys, don't forget to stream Papaya on all your digital platforms.
Stream that shit, bitch.
And also on YouTube, para que miren el video musical, you guys are going to be gagged. Si no lo han visto, corran. No caminen, güey, corran, pero con cuidado, no se van a trompezar, porque si se trompezan, we are not responsible. So, with that being said, thank you so much, Jenny, for being here. And if you guys don't already follow Jenny, make sure you guys do. I will leave her links down below, as well as her username on the screen. Y también no se les olvide to follow me on my social medias para que no se pierdan any future episodes. With that being said, thank you once again. And thank you guys so much for watching. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.